This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I gotta take a dump.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, we're going to get to that dump, Tyler. We're going to get to that dump. I know everybody out there listening.
Oh, I can't wait.
Look here, I know all y'all like to turn. My wife's one of them now. She don't like to talk about that kind of stuff now. But look, we all do it. We all do it. And if you don't act right, you're going to end up being one on Tyler's list that you just missed.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm dead serious. Now, you damn sure know all about it. Now, we all take a dump. And I was in a bad predicament. So I went and got me a massage today.
Love a good massage.
Oh, well, we know the end of the story, and it's
this isn't going to be good.
Well, no, it's slightly worse. If you're Marty on the table,
oops, you wasn't massaging your intestines.
Well, no, that was terrible. My belly. You're not talking.
I bet Justin and Deshaun wishes this was the story.
No, boys, I mean, this was. So right as I walk in the door, and luckily I'm 5 minutes early, but I walk in the door. And I know it's the urge. So my wife cooked some fish a couple of days ago.
All right, Lo, you're going to wear this one. Happy anniversary.
it was fish a couple of days ago, and my stool just hadn't been as solid as of late.
Yeah.
And I had that feeling, and I knew that I had that feeling. So I walk in 5 minutes early, and that hits me to where I'm like, nah, I ain't going to make it. I'm not going to make it through the massage. Like, this has got to be a game time decision. So I am... In the parlor, the spa, if you'll call it. And now I got to decide, do I press my luck and just get the massage?
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
Oh, I love that game show.
Or do you go to the spa bathroom and let that thing rip? And Tyler, you sensed what I can do to this old four-holer over here.
It ain't pretty, folks.
That's much worse than...
A spa... Two things. A spa toilet is a one-holer, and there is a gap I think my dog could sneak underneath the door. Hmm. I am in a bad predicament, boys.
That's a tough one. And let me just emphasize, people, Clint's number twos, no lie, will singe your nose hair.
I mean,
it is foul.
I cleanse my
colon.
Well, I don't know. All of it when I go. That's how I do it. I mean, I supplement to do so.
That's a hell of a predicament, man.
Somebody just texted in Matthew Golden from Texas.
same problem I had, huh? Hey,
Paul,
man.
Paul Pierce back in the day needed a damn wheelchair.
Boss. I didn't have no choice. I had, luckily.
There was no choice.
Well, I had to go handle business.
No, you had to. No, you. There was the worst thing. The worst would have been...
Lay on that table,
and you can't...
You stopped the massage?
No, he never started.
No, I didn't get there yet. I showed up 5 minutes early, and that was my saving grace. For once, I was 5 minutes early, and I was like, all right, I got the time.
Because I imagine you're in the massage. You're going to lose yourself a little bit, and now you're going... Now you're in the space.
Trying to doze off.
Am I... You're going to have a problem like I had in that press box? Do you get a little... cavalier with a fart, and you think worst is the stench of the fart, and maybe something else slides out. So you got to take care of it.
Look, that cavalier fart left when I ate that fish the other night. It's been a two night whammy for me. But
you're not even giving it.
No, here. I ain't kidding you, man. I ain't never seen a gap under a bathroom door that big in my life. I'm sitting there on that toilet, and I'm looking down at that gap, and I'm thinking, please,
do
man.
Do you think you brought it?
You know the saving grace, Tyler. You'll like this. I look up on the shelf above the paper towels. Guess what's up there?
Spray
Febreze.
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 And you're flushing it in after every, I bet every little one you paint out.
I'm courtesy flushing away, but it was just in reach. I had to stand up now. I had to stand up, grab the Febreze.
Clint's on his tippy toes.
Hey, I'm hitting that gap under that door with that Febreze.
That's smart.
Bing, 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 bing.
People don't realize how important the location of your spray with the air fresheners is. That's clutch, man.
Well, I would not have put massage on your way into. I mean, I would have put, you know, date or something like that with a girl, you know, or something. You're like, uh-oh, I'm in a bad spot. Or maybe you're so far away from a bathroom, like, you know, you're not going to make it there kind of deal.
Now,
I would have gone on a long list before I'd have thought the massage, but that one's on the list now.
Now, judging by what happened, do you think you would have been all right if you laid on that table?
No,
if you
no chance. Absolutely not. I've had to go again since.
You're an old quarterback. You had to call an audible. Well done.
Well, because I would hate to chew into my
there was no decision.
Well, I would hate to chew into my massage hour while I was sitting on that toilet. That would have really bothered me. That's wasting money. So, yeah. I'm glad I showed up a little early.
The way you're talking, I may have had to reschedule.
Oh, no.
Again, people,
nice,
one amp
clean
size.
Bathrooms.
Well, I bet it would.
This guy's smell, you've never encountered anything like it.
I mean, come on, bro. It's you're a little carried away here.
He is aggressive with it. I mean, I roomed with you. I mean, it wasn't.
I didn't use, I purposely, Tyler, you believe this? 24 hours I was in a room with him.
I left
and went to the store and did it. I don't even do that. I don't even give my wife that courtesy.
You shouldn't have done that.
What?
You should have just doo-dooed in the bathroom.
Well, man, I went to the grocery store and I couldn't hold it any longer, like I went ahead and went in the back and used
now
it.
Now I'm feeling like, what are you trying to do?
It was too close quarters. That's when I decided that I was going to share my frustration with the rooming situation.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you should.
I damn near messed my britches because of the situation, the rooming situation.
You should have taken it.
It's a courtesy I have. You told me you don't like the people even fart in the same room with you, so I don't.
I don't like farts in small rooms, but I don't have a problem with people taking dumps in bathrooms.
So you can't appreciate a good fart.
Ron ended up bailing. There was an extra room, so Ron went and got an extra room. He came back by the room about a day later, and he went in that bathroom. He said, "Boy, it didn't take you long."
Oh man, he had it in there.
It's heavy, Doc.
Scrape the ground. All right, coming up, we will get your stories because I'm seeing them up and down. And someone said they had a cleanup situation at a Crackle Barrel, so I want to hear what this is, and something silly. Like, we've heard a lot from the combine.